First off, I think it's important to recognize that that western part of Tigray, the part that has been claimed by the Amhara forces, is very strategic because it's the part of Tigray that borders Sudan. And so it's an important outlet for Tigray for trade and supply routes and access to the international community. Tigray otherwise is bordered by Ethiopia in the south and Eritrea in the north and east. And so it clearly feels encircled. So I think strategically, that's an important region. I think politically, if Tigrayans were to simply try and reclaim and defend their territory and highlight the abuses that they have suffered as a result of some of the actions of the federal government and the Eritrean forces who came in, then they would be in a much stronger position to command international support and defend their actions. And I think that way they would also be in a stronger position to demand a ceasefire, call for a political solution. And that would be the clearest path, you know, we can see to a shorter ending of this conflict, to the extent that, you know, they go into new territories and new grievances are created, it becomes more complicated and therefore farther away from a resolution.